If you've a good memory, and a really good memory, you'll know that this incident, or these two incidents, follow on from that very hard saying of Jesus that I shared with you the last time I was here, where Jesus said to one of the people that he'd called to follow him, and he made excuses, let the dead bury their own dead. And we might well answer, or ask the question rather, what right has Jesus to make that kind of demand, to say something like that to this man? Well, the answer to that is found in the reading that Helen brought before us. One of the things in that statement, in that incident of the storm, is the disciples saying, what kind of man is this? What kind of man? Or in other words, who is this man? Jesus has had a hard day preaching, healing, teaching. It's taken a lot out of him. So that once he gets into the boat with its gentle rocking, he falls fast asleep. And this is a deep sleep. So that when this storm breaks and the ship, the boat begins to rock crazily, and the waves wash over, Jesus is so out of it, he's not aware of what's happening. The disciples, they were men that knew, or most of them, knew what it was to sail on Lake Galilee. They knew that the construction of the surrounding hills were just such that at certain times the wind would be funneled down off these hills and create dangerous conditions on the lake. When they said that they were in danger of drowning, they weren't fooling. These weren't novices. These men were hardened fishermen. They knew the dangers. They knew the reality. And so they wake Jesus up. I wonder whether you remember a song that we used to sing years ago. With Christ in the vessel, we can smile at the storm as we go sailing by. We don't sing it so much these days, but we used to sing it years ago and enjoy singing it. But do we mean it? When we're buffeted by the storms of life, do we know that we can actually smile at the storm? Or do we, like these disciples, regardless of the reality of the situation, suddenly find themselves not men of strong faith, but men of weak faith? Do we know what kind of man Jesus is? He gets up and he rebukes the wind and the waves. He tells them to stop. And they stopped. And it became calm. Almost, it was a dramatic, 1 minute they were in danger of being drowned, the next minute It was as calm as a mill's pool. It was unnatural. No wonder they cried out, "What kind of man is this? Who is this Jesus that can do this?" Well, friends, he is the Son of God. He's the Son of Man, the Lord of all, the Creator of the world, the Sustainer of all things. He is our Redeemer, the one who died for us upon the cross and has brought us into a living relationship with his Father. He is our Saviour, the Lamb of God that takes away the sin of the world. He is the way, the truth, and the life. He is King of kings and Lord of lords. He is the Word of God. He is the firstborn from the dead. He is the resurrection. He is our mediator, our advocate. And he is the head of the church. He is Emmanuel, God with us. The first and the last, the beginning and the end. The image of God, the exact representation of the Father. This Jesus is the bridegroom, the shepherd, the door, the vine, the glorious one. And friends, I have not yet exhausted all the titles in the Bible that describe Jesus. When we put our trust in him, in this Jesus, he is able to carry us through the storms of life. Sometimes, as in this instant, he will still the storm. On other occasions, he will give us the strength to go through the storm. Because he knows we will not be shipwrecked. In our reading, we have another incident, completely different. They've got over the lake, they're now on the shore, walking up, and suddenly they encounter two demon-possessed men. Now, if you know your Bibles well, you will know that when Mark records this event, he speaks only of one man. Matthew may be saying that this man was as wild as two men. Or it may be that Mark only concentrates on just one of them. But it doesn't really matter whether there was one or two. It's the dramatic transformation that takes place in this person's life. That's what matters. From a seemingly raving lunatic to a person fully restored and in his right mind, whole again. You see, here we have another storm, a personal storm. But we have a victory over the forces gained by the Spirit of God. We see something else in this episode, and in that Jesus is in complete control. He's in control of the forces of nature. He is in control also of spiritual forces. Though these spiritual forces could control this poor man, they nevertheless had to submit to the authority of Jesus. Whatever those spirits were, they knew that they were face to face with one who was their judge and in attempt to put off judgment, they pleaded with Jesus to send them into the herd of pigs. Again, a dramatic event takes place. The pigs, in a wild fury, rush over the cliffs and are drowned in the lake. Again, amazing, the power and the presence of Jesus. It forces us to ask, what kind of man is this? Our Saviour. But there's something else here. And we could miss it if we're not careful. We need to notice the people of the town when they came out and they saw Jesus. Mark, in his account, tells us that they saw the man also made well, whole again and clothed. Yet out of fear, or because they cared more for their pigs than they did for this poor man, they pleaded with Jesus to leave. Just imagine that. Them begging Jesus to leave because they feared his power. Friends, I think this is telling us something. It's telling us here, don't let the storms of life put you off of putting your trust in Jesus. And don't let fear be a barrier to this new life that he offers. Some people are fearful of what it might mean to them if they put their faith in Jesus. What might he ask me to do? Friends, this Jesus knows us and loves us and wants the best for us. He has the power not only to still the storm, but he has the power to really transform our lives for the better. I want to say to you this evening, friends, if you haven't put your trust in him, don't delay. Throw caution, yes, to the wind and call on his name. For the word of God says those who call on his name will be saved. Have you put your trust in him? Can you sing that old chorus, with Christ in the vessel, we can smile at the storm as we go sailing by? It might be that you've not done that. If that's so, let me say, why not let's do that now, this night? We can do that right now. I'll lead you in a very simple prayer. And as I say the words, you can say them along with me in your heart. You don't have to say them out loud. Say them in your heart, but mean them. Lord Jesus, I'm sorry for the things I've done in my life and for the mistakes I have made. I thank you that you died to wash away my sin and that you offer me forgiveness. And you want to pour out your love into my life. Lord, I put my trust in you and ask that you would come and live in me by your Holy Spirit's power and presence. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Amen. Let's remember who this Jesus is. He will not let us down. What he did in calming that storm, what he did in transforming that man or two men, whatever it may be, he made a difference, a complete difference. He wants to make that difference to you and to me this night. So friends, if you've said that prayer, then can I suggest that before you leave tonight, let someone in this church that you know, let them know that you said that prayer so that they can help and encourage you. For Jesus came to call us to be in fellowship with him and with one another. May we hear what the Lord is saying to us this night. Amen.